Well, I'm very lucky today to be joined by someone from a different country. Amy Canby sent me, William actually, their manager, sent me music of theirs about 3 weeks ago. And it was one of those that stuck out, and I was blown away. I sat back in my chair, I listened to everything they sent, and everyone that heard it on the show was very excited about it as well. And so I'm very lucky to have on the phone with me one of Amy Canby, and all the way from Italy. In fact, I don't even know what part of Italy you're in. It's Francesca.
Yes, hello. Francesca. Hello. Hi. Ciao.
What part of Italy are you guys in?
Well, we are from originally, it's a region that is called Emilia Romagna. So I'm from Ravenna, and the other guys are from Cervia, Cesena, that is on the Adriatic Sea on the coast.
Okay.
But now I moved and I live near Verona in Valpolicella, where they make very good wine. Ah. So I'm not drunk now, but I drink wine usually.
the part of Washington that we live in is becoming famous for its wine. It hasn't ever been, but in the last about 20 years, they've been making wine here. So it's nice to live in a wine area, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yes.
Well, and Amy Canby's been together for, as far as I could tell, 8 years. It sounds like it's been longer than that of our chat beforehand, but they've put out two albums and two EPs. Or
yes.
Two albums, is that right? So you started out in 2005 with Yellow Suit, which was which received Best New Indie Band of 2005 from Blow Up magazine. And then 2007 had Being a Grown Up Sure Is Complicated, which had your first UK tour. So you guys went to places like the 12 Bar and all around the UK, which is obviously where we were until recently. And then the most recent single from was The World Is Round an EP? Is that right?
Yes, okay. It was an EP with 5 songs. All about the book by Gertrude Stein. You have to excuse me my pronunciation of her name, but Gertrude Stein. And we worked also with a painter, like a friend of ours, that made some special drawings for that project. So the little EP comes with a little book as well with his paintings. Obviously, they're not original ones, but they're like printed, but you can see them and they're beautiful. So that was the project, 5 songs.
That's very cool. And we're going to play Everywhere from that EP in just a little bit. And then the most recent album is Mountain Wales. And was it at this time that you guys started linking up with Amnesty International, or was that beforehand?
I think it was about parallel coming out, because the album, it took us about 2 years to actually have it and finish to record it. So during those time, William started connecting to Amnesty International, and it just happened when the album was out. So yeah, like a parallel process.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Right. So, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does. It does makes perfect sense. That's what I should have said. I'm sorry. I'm not speaking very good English now, so you know what I'm saying. But we're gonna talk more with Francesca about everything Amy Canby. But let's play a song from them so you can sort of get a taste of what this is like and the reason why. After 3 weeks, we're already speaking with them on the phone. This is called Everywhere from the EP from 2011. It's called The World Is Round, and it is available on their website at amycanby.it. And we'll be right back with more Francesca and Motorcycle the Cat and more about the band.
There was she everywhere there was somewhere, and everywhere there they were. That's the way it was. That's the way it was. Women, children, dogs with hair, rabbit, lizard, lazy power. That's the way it was. Once upon a time, there was a way. A way, a way, a way to stay. I did not stay away. I did not stay. I came up.
We were still talking to Francesca, and maybe I'm being disrespectful. Francesca, is that right?
No.
Am I saying it properly?
No. Yes, yes. Actually, it makes me laugh, but in a sweet way, so don't worry.
Well, you're saying my name with a very good American accent, so I'm trying with an Italian accent.
Hello, Mr. Justin. But the rest of your name, I won't pronounce it.
it's German, actually. My real surname is German, but my radio surname is Wayne. So
Wayne, yes.
Yeah, that's an easy
like
one.
Like John Wayne.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, good.
And it's my middle name, and it's my father's name, so it's sort of worked out as a good
nice.
It's a good second radio name. So but that's a great Everywhere is a great song. I think Everywhere was the first song I heard of yours when William sent over the stuff. And I want to know how you guys got together back in 2000 or possibly before 2005, because it sounds like you were living in different places. And were you guys in different bands before this, or how did you guys come together?
Yeah. Actually, the places where we lived weren't too far, like 20 kilometers, 30 kilometers. So it was easy to reach each other. But I have another band that is called Comaneci. And it was the beginning of that band as well. So the two Emikembe, Marco and Mattia, they came to see a little gig we had. And they were like so enthusiastic, and they came to me and they're like, okay, oh no, actually, like to be more precise, I was working with a group of people that were setting up exhibitions. And so Marco is a photographer. And so we called him as a group because he was part of like young good artists. Mm-hmm. I don't know if good is the right word, but like good, special sure. artist. And so I called him, and for the event, like we were playing, like the Comaneci band was playing, and so they were there, and they heard the music, and they heard the voice, my voice, and they're like, "We are setting up a band. Do you wanna try to have a band with us?" And I'm like, "Sure," because I always say yes to everything that happens to me. So that's what happened that time as well. I'm lucky because nothing bad ever happened. And so, yes, we started playing. It was three of us. And then after a while, Paolo, that is the guy that plays I don't know how to say that, like trombones, trumpets, and clarinet.
The horns.
How do you say to call all them all together?
The horns?
The horns, yes, sure. Yes. And so he came to play with us. And then he was the guy that actually like brought us out of the like, of the shack we kind of like were playing in, we were rehearsing in, and we started playing live shows. And then a bunch of years ago, don't ask me how many, because I'm like, timing for me, it's it's something that I don't understand, or it doesn't stick in my head. Like sure. It could be 2 years ago, 3 years ago, or like last month about. Anyway, Glauco came and joined the band And so we're five now. And he's a great guitar player. And he's actually the same guitar player that plays with me in Comaneci, because we're two people. That's the story, more or less.
Wow. That's interesting. So it's sort of a... Does your other band, does Comaneci still play then as well?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yes, yes, yes. We have also a new record out right now. And we're probably going to tour the U.S. as well. So maybe we'll talk again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, your voice is amazing, and I'm interested to find out how you guys write the songs, because it sounds very much like you take a lot of ownership with the songs and you sing them, and tell us a little bit about how you guys put the songs together.
As usual, like we get together, like Marco and Mattia, like the original, and we can be are the beginners, like the beginners in a way that they start things. So they put music together. They think about the song as like a musically structured, and then I listen to it, and then I put words together, and I write songs like that. Like, it's very funny for me because it's not my language, so I can make mistakes, and that's the best thing in life, I believe. I think good things they come after mistakes, and so I like them. I like mistakes very much, and so it comes very natural. There's no heaviness connected to like the history of my life or the history of what I studied, or the fear of my language that is Italian, that is like connected to high literature and stuff. That is beautiful. I love it, and I studied it, so obviously I really like it. But and like I always think about this with people, because here in Italy, like, not many people understand what I'm singing, and it's more like a feeling that they get from the song, and I like it very much, like more than a simple kind of simple word understanding, you know, like it's not about words, you know, it's not just about words, it's about like what you get from it. What you get from the song. And most of the time, they understand completely the meaning, even without understanding the language. Sure. And that's, I think it's amazing. I think it's a beautiful thing.
It's an art, I think, what you're doing.
It's, I don't know if I can call it art, because it's big. Art is big. And I like small things. So, It's something that I want to communicate, and it works.
Yeah.
Even with the different worlds, you know. So it makes me feel good.
So does your other band sing in Italian, and this band sings in English then, or why is there that?
No, I only sing in English.
Oh.
I only sing in English because I've been traveling a lot since I was like about 17, and I lived in the U.S. for 1 year and a half, and I lived in Australia, and I have a lot of friends that are from all over the world.
Sure.
And by chance, I met a lot of musicians. I kept meeting musicians all the time that they were telling me, you have to start singing. You try it.
Yeah.
And so I just started very naturally, like, because I felt good doing it. And like talking to people, I understand that English is like a, I don't know if it's the right word, but like an emotional language. It's connected to a part of my life that is very like free, and it's my growth. So I like to sing in English because like my ideas are different than my ideas in Italian when I think about it.
That's interesting. I know that there's been psychological studies about how different people in different languages are, you know, like the Chinese, for instance, are much better at maths because they have the words for the numbers are much shorter than the sort of the English words. So that's why they can do computations faster in their head, is because the thinking about it is different. So it's interesting that you say that the because the of how English fit into your life, that it's a different place for you to think from. That's interesting. That's really interesting. Well, shall we play? Let's play another song. And will you tell us a little bit about Rose is a Rose before we play it?
Sure. When I was living in the U.S., I got like I started knowing Gertrude Stein because I was studying at the university comparative literature, and so when I started reading her, I felt like crazy. I was in love with her really for the way that she used the language, because she was a delirium, but like a clear delirium and so understandable for me that I wanted to translate her so bad. And I started by myself translating her without having connection with publishers or anything. It was just something that I wanted to do. And after many years, when I came back to Italy and I started playing with Emi Kembe, we met a guy that was part of like an association that works with theater and art and organizes a festival that is called Assalti al Cuore in Italian. That means assalto. It's like someone that warriors do when they started a war.
Sure.
I don't know the word in meaning.
It sounds like assault.
Assault.
To attack or
so
something.
Attack to the hearts.
Okay.
To the
hearts. All right.
Yeah. Al cuore, to the heart. Yeah. So yeah, these people from this festival, they asked us to put together a project on Gertrude Stein, and that's what we did. And Rose is a Rose came with the words, like came with the words of the book and the story of the book. And the thing is that I was reading it in English, and the guys were trying to read it in Italian, but there was a very old translation. And so it sounded very, very strange and they could barely understand like the real meaning of that. And so working with music with that made them completely understand what we were working on. Oh. Like music made everything clear. And that's what happened with Rose. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Well, let's play it. This sort of goes to the theme that we've seemed to establish is words and music being meaning. So, once again, we're speaking to Francesca, and we'll be speaking to her more in just a moment from Emi Kembe. And if you want to check out Emi Kembe yourself, you can check them out at emikembe.it. Also, their most recent EP, Mountain Whales, is on iTunes, so you can grab that if you like as well. I highly recommend you do. Once again, this is Rose is a Rose, and we'll be back with more Francesca and Emi Kembe.
Right.
once again, that is called Rose is a Rose, and I'm still on the phone with Francesca of Amy Canby, and you can find their stuff, and they've got a player even on their website at amycanby.it. And what I suppose the next thing to ask you is when are you guys going to be coming over to the States? Because William has been very nice to me, so I'm inferring to that there's some desire for you guys to come over here. Is that true, or
No. I mean, not with the project Amy Canby. I mean, I wish nice attitude could be enough to make people travel with no money involved, right. But right. It's not possible. Like, the sweetness doesn't help. Mm. Not enough, okay. At least. So for Amy Canby, to move is very, like, to tour is very hard, even here in Italy and in Europe, because it's five of us and we all work as well. And so, and we all have a private life, so we cannot spend all our holidays just going around to play. I mean, it would be great, but we have boyfriends and girlfriends that they want us home to instead of working all the time. Yeah. But it's not just for that. It's because, like, the timing, like, Amy Canby are, they take their time whenever they're ready. It's all right. There's no rush or anything, but also there's no money too. And that's a big thing to come to the US. But with we have another project, and we're only two people, and it's called Comaneci, and we're going to come in June and July all around the US. We're trying.
Cool.
So at least maybe we'll talk again, and then we can listen to some Comaneci music as well.
Definitely. That sounds like a plan. Are you guys going to be coming to Washington or Portland or Seattle or
Yeah. We'll go to Portland for sure, because we're gonna be there on the 14th of July, because a friend of ours is getting married and we really want to be there. And so we're probably playing around that week, around like the second week of July, around there, and maybe like reach Washington. Who knows? We still have to build up everything, and so. I call all the people that, I mean, I wrote to everyone that I know, and everyone is helping me out. And so we'll see from all over, actually, because we're going to start in New York and then drive all across the country and reach Portland. So
excellent.
We'll see.
Cool. Well, we're excited to have you over here. And I think a big part of that is your most recent album. And you were saying that this most recent album took you guys quite a long time to get out, and it's called Mountain Whales. I was out late 2011. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So tell us about that.
We started recording it at probably around 2009, I think, in the summer. Because we had the possibility to use a very old little theater, like it was it's called Teatro all'Italiana. That means that it's the one with the balconies inside. I don't know how you say that, but it's a very small one with the different how do you say that?
I don't know if
do you say balconies?
Yeah, that's fine. Absolutely.
All right, okay.
We say balconies, yeah.
And it's very old, Renaissance kind of style, from the 19th century. So it was beautiful because we could sleep in a small house connected to the theater, and we stayed there for 10 days. We set up all the studio and the rehearsals, kind of, well, the recording place on the stage, and the recording studio was actually in the backstage, all in the little rooms there. And we could work for that, like, for we could work on the album until like 9 o'clock in the morning to like late at night. And that's the best, because there was no interference in between. And we had a space, like we had a place that we can actually work on in. And so it was beautiful that. And so the album started there, and we ended up after some months in another studio, because we finished the time like that the theater was allowed to use. And then after 2 years, it came out, and we're very happy about it because we had a producer, an Italian producer, that came from like electronic kind of music. And so it was like we had a producer also for the other album. It was like a German guy. He was the producer of Nightwist. I don't know if you know the band, and La Lipuna and all that. So it was great to stay there as well. But this time was like an Italian, like a friend that helped us. And so the atmosphere was very comfortable. Hmm. And I think the album came out comfortably.
Hmm. Well, it sounds great. And it's been on iTunes for a while. So if you're listening, you can go grab it on iTunes. Just search for Mountain Wales. And it's been great talking to you, Francesca. It's been really good. I'm glad we got to do
this.
Thank you, Justin.
It's a pleasure. Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to talking with you about your other project, Combinacci. And
yes.
And thank you for sharing your music with us.
Thank you very much for having me and Amy Canby.
Yeah. Well, once again, amycanby.it is the website, and if you're English or American, you speak English, and you go there with your Google browser, you can switch it over so it translates to American. It's very simple, but the bio is in American first, in Italian second. So I was looking at that stuff today. So, but yes, thank you once again, Francesca, and this is the single off of Mountain Wales, from Amy Canby. This is called Truth Be Told.